This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a new charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.
We keep the Issues Etc. comment line open all the time. It's not a very impressive piece of equipment. It's just an answering machine, but it does the job. Kind of the way we do things around here at Issues Etc. We're not high budget. We just get the job done and get it done as well as we can. We love to hear from our listeners, and we know that our listeners, so many of them listening on demand, we do love our on-demand listeners so much. And that being the case, a lot of times the questions, the comments, the suggestions, the criticism that they have don't come in real time. They email us and we hear from them. We respond at the end of every week to our email. But some of them want their voices literally to be heard. That's why we have the Issues Etc. comment line. The number again, 618-223-8384, 618-223-8384. You can call us in the middle of the night. You can call us during the show. You can call us anytime. Leave questions, comments, criticism, show suggestions, anything that you want to say to us and to our listeners on the Issues Etc. comment line. So here's a comment about Hope and the Church Militant.
Hi, this is Margie Scales calling from Lake Stevens, Washington. Member of Messiah Marysville, which is part of the Issues Etc. 300. I spent this past week in class with Dr. Rath at one of the seminary extension classes, and it was such a joy to sit at his feet and learn. And I'm calling because I just finished catching up a little bit on last Wednesday's show on the secularization of the church. And while it came across that there is much to be worried about, and much I agree with that, there is hope. And after sitting through a history of our church body, I find that God has been amazingly gracious to Missouri, and He will continue. He has kept for Himself a remnant, and He will continue to do so. We are the Church Militant, and we must not ever put down our offensive weapon, the word. But other than that, it's God's fight, and we can be His soldiers. Thanks for all that you do.
Well, and thank you very much for your comment. And thanks to your congregation out there in Marysville, Washington, Messiah Lutheran and Pastor Kurt Onken. They are part of the Issues Etc. 300. And I'm glad to hear that that Dr. Larry Rast was out there in your neck of the woods teaching some extension courses. I think he was all up through the Northeast teaching a few courses. You are right, especially gaining the historical perspective, especially for American Lutheranism. We realize that there have been times of famine. There have been times of feast. The church remains here in time until Christ return, the Church Militant. And we never lay down our weapons. We never take off the uniform. We never leave the battlefield. There is no respite from the struggle that is the churches here on earth. It is hostility from the world, from our own sinful flesh, and from the devil. And we face it individually as Christians and corporately together as the body of Christ, the Church Militant. You are quite right. Now, I think your comment comes stemming from something that Dr. Lawrence White said when we were talking to him about this, and I asked him about his hope for the future, and he said it's hard to be optimistic. And I agree with him. It is hard to be optimistic in a human sense about the future, especially when we see the church that should be confessing the truth being increasingly secularized. Now, there's a difference between a lack of optimism for however the situation is going to turn out and faith that, regardless of how our little corner of Christianity fares, that God's word will still prevail. The best illustration one with which I think Dr. Lawrence White would completely agree. The best illustration of this comes from Martin Luther himself when he talks about the gospel. The essence of what it is to make the church is the gospel message of Jesus Christ, his saving work for sinners, that we are declared righteous, given Christ's own righteousness solely by the declaration of God, that is, by grace through faith for Christ's sake alone. This gospel flourishes in one place and seems to meet with deaf ears in another place. How can this be? It is the power of God unto salvation for everyone who believes. And Luther watched this happen in his own time. He watched it among his own German people, where he says the gospel, these people have it rained down upon them, and they receive it with deaf ears. They fail to believe it. And he warns his German people, I paraphrase, saying that the gospel is like this passing rain shower. We get these all the time in the summer, don't we? This passing thunderstorm that rains down upon a certain place, and then it's gone. And Luther warns the German people, he says, look, if you do not receive it when it is raining down upon you, it will be gone. There will be a time when your children, your grandchildren, will be starved for the gospel and for the word of God. And so I think that is the way we look at it. Are we ever optimistic about the human prospects of the church? No, we shouldn't be. We're just a bunch of sinners. We mismanage it and run it into the ground. But should we be optimistic that God's gospel will continue to be the power of God unto salvation for everyone who believes, nourishing the church militant in good times and bad? Absolutely. That is not only our optimism, it's more than optimism, it's our hope. Here's a comment from our recent interview with Dr. Andrew Steinman about Samuel and what he had to say about the Witch of Endor.
My name is Pastor Wayne. I work in Wisconsin. I want to thank you for the presentation of Dr. Steinman, particularly with the part where he parts with many of our pastors and professors in taking the Witch of Endor's message via Samuel to Saul as being literally the truth. We Lutherans believe that the literal sense is one, and we must take the literal sense unless there's compelling reason to do so. It was refreshing to hear Dr. Steinman allow for the possibility that our sovereign God could use even the so-called ministry of a medium to have Samuel communicate his truth to Saul, even from the dead. Your programs are wonderful. Many thanks for them. Bye.
Well, thank you very much, Pastor, for your comment as well. Yes, he talked about the one literal sense. When we come across any section of Scripture, we read it for its plain and simple sense first. And then if something in the text, not something outside the text, not considerations outside the text, but something in the text itself or its context, seems to demand or require or suggest sometimes that this not be taken in its plain and literal sense, then we see what it might be saying in some other sense. But we always go with the plain and literal sense to begin with, and we stay there unless there's some compelling reason not to. It's fundamental to our basic reading of Holy Scripture. Otherwise, as Luther would remind us, Scripture becomes a wax nose that we bend to any shape we want it to be. And look at that account of the Witch of Endor. The thing rising up out of the ground is called Samuel. It speaks as Samuel. It says things consistent with what Samuel would have said during his earthly life to Saul. And I think Dr. Steinman is well justified in saying, look, here's an exception where God would normally forbid a return of a spirit from death to speak, to communicate with the living. Here he makes an exception. I think there's also a good reason to take that interpretation in the text, and that is this. The Witch of Endor appears to be terrified. Read the account. The Witch of Endor appears to be terrified when what appears is Samuel and not her familiar spirit that's also mentioned there. Not the spirit that would mock and pretend to be someone returning from the dead. When it's the real deal, she's bit off more than she can chew, and God manages, even in this case, to speak through dead Samuel to warn Saul of his demise. Time for one more comment about, well, we have some concerns here at LPR about the quality of water in, we love Collinsville, we have concerns about the quality of water when it comes to our good town of Collinsville, Illinois, especially its power to make coffee.
Hey, guys, this is Mark in Homer Glen. Hey, just listening podcast-wise to Friday, where you were talking about how horrible bad the water is down there in Collinsville. And I would like to offer that I would pay for a subscription, for lack of a better word, for Hinckley and Schmidt for you guys at the office. Jeez, you know, that I know how important coffee is, man. And let's get this thing rolling. Talk to you, bye.
Well, thank you very much. A very generous offer. We will get back to you. Thank you very much for your comment on the Issues Etc. comment line. Before we end this hour, Thrivent Financial for Lutherans has a new program. It's called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice lets you choose, well, you help to choose where some of Thrivent's charitable outreach funds go. You get a voice in this. Now, there are two aspects of Thrivent Choice program, choice dollars and voting events. For more information, you can visit our website, issuesetc.org, click donate, and look for the Thrivent Financial for Lutherans logo. It's very visible right there in the middle of the page. Click on that, and you will find out more about Thrivent Choice and its two aspects, both Thrivent Choice dollars and voting events. You can help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. through Thrivent Choice. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, click donate, and there on the donate page, you will find the logo you can click, and you can help Issues Etc. and Lutheran Public Radio through Thrivent Choice. Visit there today, issuesetc.org, click donate. When we come back, Hour 2 of Issues Etc. on this Tuesday afternoon, August the 24th, Doug Johnson of National Right to Life will be our guest for the first 10 minutes. We're going to talk about an injunction that was issued by a U.S. district judge against federal funding of embryonic stem cell research proposed by the Obama administration. Dr. Peter Scare will be our guest as well after that to talk about St. Bartholomew, also called Nathaniel, remembered on this day by the church. And then we'll review Philip Pullman's new book, The Good Man Jesus and the Scoundrel Christ, with Dr. Craig Hazen of Biola University.
We love our on-demand listeners. You're listening to Issues Etc.